The pictures were taken by one of the members of our Sharanagati team, Gaur Govinda Swami. No, Gaur Govinda. not yet. He's first in Grihastha Ashram. So we will need to just... yes, we don't need any light. Good. There's still light. Good. So what we will do is we will go on a little pilgrimage to the transcendental kingdom of Srimati Radharani. And you will see we will sing a lot during pilgrimage in the Holy Dham. We need to sing the holy name. It says the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. That this loving pastimes is not material. It is conducted by the spiritual energy. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they have separated themselves eternally. The two are non-different. Radha and Krishna are depicted here as a yugal, a united form. If you look very carefully on this picture, you will not see where Krishna begins and where Krishna ends, or where Radha begins and where Radha ends. It's a traditional photo which brings the understanding that the Lord and Radha and Krishna are one, who have separated themselves eternally in the picture form. The idea of separating, of having Radha and Krishna, is that in this way loving pastimes can take place. In this picture you see Krishna. Who sees Krishna here? Radharani sees him. See where she looks. Yes, Krishna has come in the form of disguised form. Krishna comes many times in a disguised form, and here he is a bumblebee. This is all loving pastimes. This is, can only happen if the absolute truth is two. If it's one, such pastimes don't take place. In this slideshow, we want to take you to Vashana, and we will move around in Vashana. Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Thank you. morning, one priest comes and carries this big vessel of bathing water for the Queen of Vrindavan up these many, many stairs. We will follow him and go into the temple. The next few pictures are showing the temple of Radharani. You must know that the parliament of Vrindavan is in Nandagram, where Krishna resides, but the actual government is here. This is one of the ministers. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava. Sigo morning. The town is just awakening. We have spent the morning in the temple of Radharani, and now we are ready to circumambulate the holy abode of Sri Radha. Some devotees do this by dandavat, prostrated obeisances. And we have one devotee amongst us who did this. But most of the devotees do this by walking. Can you see Lord Brahma here? He once came to Krishna and asked, Krishna, can you give me some seva? And Krishna said, yes, your seva will be to come with your foreheads and bow down to Srimati Radhika and become the four hills of Vashana. And then Radha will walk over your transcendental heads. So we will go down now the staircase, and when we reach, we will go through the town which is just awakening. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava. Oh, The gopis went through Sankari Kora. It is where the two heads of Brahma meet. One is the right hill, the other is the left hill. I know the left hill is called Vishnu Parvat. Actually, the left hill is Vishnu, not Brahma. So the gopis were passing through. On their head, they balanced milk products, which they wanted to sell in Mathura. All of a sudden, they were stopped by Krishna. Krishna said, "You have to pay some toll here, some chesterina or some toll, because I'm here, the toll collector. You cannot cross this line." And then Krishna drew a line with his stick on the Braj Duli. Then Lalita, whom you see with a sari which has the feathers of the peacock on it, said, "By what authority are you here, the toll collector?" Krishna said, "I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king." "Ha ha," said Lalita. "On what strength is Nanda Maharaj the king? Just because he has a few cows more than us, do you think this makes you entitled to collect toll? What can you actually do, Krishna? Only say big words, but nothing behind. I said, Krishna, I lifted the Govardhan hill. Said Lalita, you had the strength to lift the Govardhan hill because of two reasons. One reason is you always steal our yogurt and butter and eat like anything, and then you become strong. And the other reason is more confidential. You are always thinking of our Radharani, and because Radharani is always on your left, she is the left part of your body, and because you carried Govardhan hill this what side, you used your left hand and the left pinky, because in the left side is our Swamini, our Radha. She actually carried the Govardhan hill, not you. You just use very big words in your small mouth. Lalita is a little strong. Krishna lost the argument. So he took his stick and bang! He destroyed one of the butter pots, which was then fed to the monkeys. And he used raw violence. The gopis were very disturbed. You have no arguments, and then you use some muscles. We don't want to associate with you any longer because you have not sufficient intelligence. So when Krishna had destroyed the clay pot, the gopis were very disappointed with him, and they went up one hill. It's the Man Mandir. Actually, this I want to show. Even today, there are these two. See these two little, in English we would say pedagogues, or in German Pädagogen. You know, these small structures. Those who are fortunate can hear Radha and Krishna argue up to this time about this important issues: who's the king and who's the queen, and who's actually in control in Vrindavan, and who does everything. And there's a very beautiful argument still going on. So anyways, Krishna did lose the argument, although he got the yogurt. There is this holy place where this takes place. It's the Krishna Kund. It used to be called the Radharani Kund, but because of this dark blue color, it has been renamed as the Krishna Kund. Can you recognize the dark color? It is said, who can ever understand the beautiful leelas of Radha and Krishna without diving deep into the Syam Rasa? So Krishna and Radharani went up to the left side. But before we see this, where she went, I want to show you this sadhu. This sadhu is feeding the monkeys, like the authorized spiritual master is nourishing his disciples. But sometimes the disciples are not satisfied. You can see this one here. A moment later he will jump from behind and try to plunder the bag of the sadhu. This is sometimes when we are not proper, when we don't approach our spiritual master in the service mood, but we want something of him. We want him to... Then we are like this... Maimonen, this monkey. Anyways, Radharani went up these stairs to go to Man. That means sulkiness. She said she never wants to do anything with Krishna. She gave all her blue saris away. she whitewashed the tamal trees, which are black. Her sakis made white color. And she also took a white umbrella when she went out, so that she would not have to see the blue sky. Because she was very, very disappointed with Krishna for just using so much violence. And Krishna went all these stairs after Radharani, and Krishna wanted to get pardoned by Radharani, but Radharani said, "I never ever want to have anything to do with you." She just looked the other way. You can see on this table in the right corner all the black ornaments. Radharani simply didn't want to have anything to do. She covered also her black hair. She just was so disappointed with Krishna. And Krishna became very, very sad. And he went down the stairs, and he came the other side, where this, on the right side, this little kutir is, this little temple. And there he used one of his transcendental tricks. He adopted the form of a transcendental peacock. And with this peacock, in the form of this peacock, he danced so nicely and jumped and made music so attractively that Lalita said to Radharani, "Oh Radharani, give up all your sadness. There is a particular peacock who dances so nicely." And Radharani, who felt so sad that she couldn't see Krishna, said, But I don't want to see the peacock, because he's blue on his neck, and I will be reminded of Krishna." Then Lalita said, "No problem. You go. It's only a peacock. It's not Krishna." So she brought Krishna to the other side, to more Katir, and Krishna danced and danced, and in the midst of his dance, he changed his form. Shwoop! And there he was. And he danced in this form, the celebrated peacock dance. And then Srimati Radharani saw him. All her protest went away, and she joined Krishna with a peacock dress. This is a very famous pastime which is depicted all over Vrindavan. We will continue our parikram. From Mandir, and we will sing a beautiful bhajan for Radharani.
Go शशिलेके ललित सखी गुण रमिता विशाखे
These monkeys, which we see, are not just ordinary people. They are very often great souls who take their last birth here in Vashanadham as servants of Radharani. They may act as normal monkeys, but their destination is very, very nice. Prabhupada once said, if you behave wrongly in Vrindavan, you may become a monkey in your next life, but then return back to Godhead. In that monkey life, you will just exhaust all your karma. Very special monkeys. The trees there are not ordinary trees, but wish-fulfilling desire trees. The paths are not ordinary paths, but Radha and Krishna have walked here. The people you meet are not ordinary people, but they are dear to Radha and Krishna, and that's why they could take birth in Vrindavan Dham. Even the eagle, who looks a little bit frustrated this morning, is not an ordinary eagle. The forests of Vrindavan are inhabited by peacocks who say, Keka, Keka. It means, where are you? Where are you, Krishna? It's a merry, mystical place in the sense that what the eyes see is not what is going on there. There's always some special leela which took place there, some special location where Radha and Krishna still meet today. Even the stones are not ordinary stones. Ras Khan says, if I have to be born as a stone, let me be a stone in Vashana, like this one. Maybe he is a great saint from his previous life. He is not just digesting, he is meditating. It's a Nila Gaur. And the many paths which go are used since time immemorial by the greatest souls who run up through Vashana calling out, where are you now? Where are you now? Tell me, tell me, tell me, where are you now? This is in Dhangati. Also one of the many special places, I won't have the time to tell you now. And slowly as we move on, we come to the Jaipur Mandir. Once the Brahmanas convinced the king of Jaipur to make a temple for Radharani, because there was a small temple. But when the time came to bring Radharani to this big new temple, she did not want to go. No one could carry her out of the small temple. So now this temple, which Radharani didn't accept, is a place where there's a nice altar and then good apartments are there. But it's not used for Radharani. How did Radha come to this place? Well, it was here where one great devotee looked for the original deity of Radharani. His name was Narayan Bhatta. And he walked here, and at the end he just went down to the stairs, where the stairs begin. There a lady appeared to her and said, go up the stairs at midnight and look for me under this tree. There you will find me. And at midnight, Narayan Bhatta climbed up again the sacred mountain and saw Radha standing under this tree and calling him, come, 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 come. And when he came close, she disappeared. But in her stead, there was a golden deity, the deity which is now worshipped in the main temple. Now we have reached the main temple, and there's a garland which we can purchase. and we can bring it to the main deity of Radharani, this golden deity which was found by Narayan Bhatt. But before we enter, we see a little boy. Do you think, he asked us, that you are qualified to approach my Radha? And he looks deep in our eyes. Tell me, what is your qualification? You require high qualification. And above him is a writing on the wall. And the writing says, why we love Krishna, we don't know. All we know is we cannot leave Braj. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam. Nandi Hari 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 Bol. I heard we have a devotee here who was born in Vrindavan. Your good name?
Ajay.
Ajay was born in Vrindavan and he wanted to sing one short 3-minute bhajan in the style of Vrindavan. And we, some light is necessary. Yeah.
No need, Maharaj, mic. Because too much loud there.
Loud voice.
Yes. Shri Radha Kunj Bihari Lal Ki
Jai.
Yesterday I heard about Radha Kunj Bihari and they sit in my heart very deeply, and Maharaj explained how Radharani born and close eyes, but when she is open eyes, her eyes are blue. But how? Because first time she looks Siam. So, very beautiful stories by Maharaj is went in my heart, and I start to write this small poetry about Radha Kunj Bihari. So, please give me mercy. I can sing this song for you. Radha Kunj Bihari, Radha Kunj Bihari, He Radha Kunj Bihari, Ke Charnan Mein Nachu Din Raat. Please, O Radha Kunj Bihari, with your mercy I can dance in your lotus feet day and night. O Radha Kunj Bihari, Ke Charnan Mein Nachu Mein Din Raat. Anokhi Chabi मेरे सांवरे अनोखी छवि मेरे सांवरे राधा तू तो दूध भात ओ कुंज विहारी यू आर सो ब्लैक यू आर सो ब्यूटिफुल इट इज स्पेशल यू नो एवरी वन कैन नॉट कंपेयर यू बट राधा रानी इज मोर स्पेशल बिकॉज सी सो स्वीट एज ए स्वीट राइस दूध भात धाम अलबेलो जगत में यू नो इन द वर्ड लॉट ऑफ होली प्लेस बट वन प्लेस इज वेरी स्पेशल विच इज ब्रज धाम अलबेलो इस जगत में ब्रज की है रही जय जयकार बट एवरीवेयर बाय प्रभुपाद मर्सी एवरीवन इज सिंगिंग ओ ब्रजवासी ओ कृष्णा एवरीवन इज सिंगिंग ग्लोरी ऑफ ब्रज हरी भरी ब्रज ये भूमि यू नो विच काइंड इज ब्रज भूमि ब्रज लैंड इज ग्रीन एंड टू डे अवर राधा रानी विच काइंड ड्रेस इज ग्रीन हरी भरी ब्रज की ये भूमि बरसाने वारी की सरकार से महाराज एक्सप्लेन यस्टरडे इन नंदगांव इज पार्लियामेंट बट हु इज ऑनर बरसाने वाली इस राधा रानी हरी भरी ब्रज की ये भूमि बरसाने वारी सरकार अरे नंद के लाला ओ सन ऑफ नंदलाल अरे नंद के लाला ब्रसुभान किशोरी ओ ब्रसुभान लाल मीन गर्ल्स ऑफ ब्रसुभान महाराज रंग रंगीलो ब्रज को साज इफ यू वी कैन सो जुगल किशोर मीन राधा रास बिहारी हाउ सो ब्यूटिफुल इन ब्रज they know how to dress to them, how to decorate them. And so, it's very beautiful. Kunj kunj mein gopi nache in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not only one place. Vrindavan is all Braj. And every Braj, in Braj, lot of place, they are, gopi are dancing in one. Kunj, we are calling to them kunj. Small, lot of place where is lot of this kind of tamal tree, there is gopi are dancing. Kunj kunj gopi o nache, kunj bihari. Kunj bihari sajayo maharas. And once Krishna is fulfilled desires to all gopi and he make Maharas. Uddhav, who know about Uddhav? He is very proud, you know, because he is Krishna's secretary. He is big proud because he is Krishna's secretary, his advisor. Uddhav kare niti chaturai. Chaturai, he is very clever. He is talking to Krishna, do this. Uddhav kare niti chaturai. Payo Gokul Gopi Gyan. But he asked to Krishna, why you live this kind? You not talking, you not laughing. Because that time Krishna in Mathura. Then Krishna sent to Uddhav in Gokul for teach him what he lost, you know. And really, when Uddhav went there in Gokul, and he looked Gopi and Yasoda Maya. That time he understand, because that time Gopi give to him big knowledge about love. Naina kisori tere neele bhaye. Yesterday Maharaj explained about Naina. Naina is eyes. How Radharani get blue eyes. Naina kisori tere neele bhaye. Chavi paayi shyam pehli baar. And when Radharani look, Shyam Sundar, first time, that time she get eyes blue.
जुगल दर्शन हमको तुम दीनो।
जुगल मीन्स टूगेदर। जुगल दर्शन तुम हमको दीनो, दीननाथ दीन दया के स्वामी, यू टेक केयर एवरीवन। ओ राधा कुंज विहारी, प्लीज गिव अस मर्सी ऑल द टाइम। यू डोंट कम एलोन, यू कम ऑलवेज टूगेदर। जुगल
वृंदावन की कुंज गली में नाम तेरो मैं गाऊं।
एंड व्हेन वी आर सिंगिंग इन ब्रज इन वृंदावन कुंज गली, यू नो व्हाट इट मींस, कुंज इज वेरी वेरी स्मॉल वे पथ। वी कैन सिंग देयर इज ग्लोरीज ऑफ कृष्णा।
वृंदावन की कुंज गली में नाम तेरो मैं गाऊं, एक एक पग जहां मैं राखूं तेरो, एक एक पग जहां मैं राखूं तो कूं वहां मैं पाऊं।
इन वृंदावन वेयर एवर यू लुक, वेयर एवर यू लिव योर फीट, देयर यू कैन सी कृष्णा एंड राधा ऑलवेज, एवरी स्मॉल पॉइंट दे आर लिविंग देयर।
हरी हरी राधा मेरी है कुंज बिहारी तुम तो वन माली।
अगेन राधा, ओ हरी, हरी मीन्स कृष्णा, हरी इज ग्रीन, हरे हरी, ओ हरे, ओ कृष्णा, राधा इज अवर, यू आर गार्डनर ऑफ वृंदावन, मीन यू टेक केयर एवरीथिंग देयर, बट राधा रानी इज अवर, यू नो ब्रजवासी दे टेल ऑलवेज, they don't want to give to Radha Rani, just okay take Radha Rani, no, you are gardener, you take care gardener, Radha Rani is our
अरे देख जरा जाके बरसाने।
Now Maharaj, so what is mean बरसाना? Oh Krishna, you go there बरसाना, look what he can get there, abuse from gopis, but not this kind of bad words, but this kind of, oh you is still makhan, our makhan, this kind of, you know, lovely talks.
Are dekh jara jaake barsane gopi deve tu kungari, radha radha jo koi gaave,
and who is singing radha radha, radha radha jo koi gaave कुंज बिहारी के शरण वो पावे, एंड हु सिंगिंग राधे राधे, एवरीवन इज गोइंग टू कुंज बिहारी लोटस फीट।
ईश्वर कहां देखे रे मन सचिनंदन तो कू यह बतलावे,
एवरी हार्ट एवरी सोल इज सर्चिंग वेयर इज लॉर्ड, एंड अवर सचिनंदन महाराज is explaining where is Lord. And one sense, Sachinandan is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, is give us knowledge, where is Lord? Just chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Kar Sumiran Kunj Vihari Ko,
please chant everyone, Sri Kunj Vihari Lal Ki
Jai.
Kar Kunj, Kar Sumiran Kunj Vihari Ko, अजय भाव तो कु प्रेम जगावे,
माय पोएट्री इज मेल्ट योर हार्ट, मे बी इज बर्निंग यू, जय श्री राधेश्याम।
थैंक यू सो मच अजय, दिस वेरी simple or uncomplicated expression of devotion is very much touching our heart. Thank you very much, everyone else. I'm sad to go tomorrow, but let us all be grateful for the experience of gathering all together here under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and the Panchatattva, and also Radha Kunya Bihari have come on the way back to Germany through here and have given us shelter. It was a very nice festival in Krishna consciousness, and please take something from the festival with you at your home place. Any type of festival actually only tries to establish in our hearts a relationship with Krishna. We hear so much about Krishna, we sing his holy name, we give him pleasure, we offer different foodstuffs to him. The whole idea is to become active again in our broken relationship and heal it and mend it and make it complete. And it was very nice for me to spend this time with you, because I could really see how serious you are in your Krishna consciousness and how much taste you have. And I hope that by Radha Kunya Bihari's mercy and by Panchatattva's mercy, we will all meet again and celebrate more and more until there is no stoppage of celebration, and then we are in the spiritual world. It says there, spiritual world means every step is a dance, and you hear the flute of Krishna always. It means continuous, non-stop festival. Up till then, let us purify our hearts. Let us use the time to render determined service to Srila Prabhupada's mission. And thank you all very much, and good night, everyone. And Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Jai. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Good night, everyone.
Jai.